So the goal of the Quiet Zone is to mitigate the potential impacts that there are to having no train horns blown. And so right now, every crossing in the United States has a risk index associated with that crossing. There's an average risk index. They average it over all the crossings in the United States. And what we have to do is we have to, as we implement these different safety measures to the project area, your average risk, when you combine all of your crossings, be lower than that national risk. If we can get it lower than that national risk, then we qualify for the quiet zone. And we can do that through several different approaches or measures at each individual crossing.